come Monday, a pretty cool production. The Meeting by Jeff Stetson. You perhaps have seen it before. It's a big deal. Darius Kuoge, Quit, and team in the house to discuss. Darius, you ready?
Hell yeah. You know I am.
Yes, yes.
It's great to be back again. So yes, you mentioned we're doing The Meeting. We're actually doing this production through Ebony Road Players. That'll be taking place next Monday, February 12th at 2 p.m. We're actually in conjunction with Davenport University for this one. So we'll be having that piece go up at their main campus, 6191 Craft Street.
Time.
The time is 2 p.m.
Oh, afternoon.
Yeah, this is an afternoon. This is a matinee piece, yeah.
All right, step up to the plate, gentlemen. Do the introductions.
All right, my name is Noah King Bates, and I'll be playing Dr. Martin Luther King during the production.
My name is Devin Jordan, and I will be playing Rashad, Malcolm X's bodyguard.
And as you all know me, I'm always involved. I'm going to be playing Malcolm X.
What's The Meeting about?
The Meeting itself, as you've already heard, is a theoretical meeting between Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. This is during a very poignant time in X's life. His house was just bombed recently. He just returned from his voyage on Mecca, and he's getting ready to speak at the Audubon where his assassination will take place. So if this meeting were ever to have happened, it would have happened right within that pocket of time between Mecca and the Audubon.
Tell me about your characters.
So Rashad is basically an embodiment of all of the brothers involved within the Muslim Brotherhood movement. Rashad is actually not based off of a real person, but basically Rashad is sort of portrayed as Malcolm's best friend at the time. You know, obviously he's very protective over Malcolm, like a lot of his, you know, like a lot of his followers were. And so he is the embodiment of the militants that Malcolm had when in his younger days before he took his trip to Mecca. And he's basically pushing Malcolm to try and go back to his older ways and stick to his roots of, you know, the Black Power movement and, you know, using aggression as a means of self-defense.
How'd you develop your character?
I just recently got done actually doing All the Way at Grand Rapids Civic Theater, and that was I was able to see the conflict between these different groups of the civil rights movement and how certain people felt like they needed to take more aggressive action in order to create real change and progress in the country at the time for minorities. And so I drew more on that side. Of the aspect of using, you know, more aggressive tactics of being very forceful and, you know, getting what you want and sort of not necessarily keeping the most – Rashad isn't the most open-minded character. He's very set in his ways and very militant and, you know, believes in a certain order and a way of creating progress. And so I wanted to try and stick with that as best as I could.
All right, and I play Dr. Martin Luther King, a.k.a. The Movement, as we call him in the show. Playing Martin Luther King is such a blessing because we hear about this man, we see videos of this man, but this is the one of the few times that we see him get to have a conversation with a person. We usually see speeches or interviews where he is trying to be this big personal man who has this great voice, but in reality, he was just a man who wanted to get his point across while also understanding everyone else's point. And this show is really good at showing Martin fighting for what he believes in, but also taking into account what Malcolm is telling him. He doesn't just shoo Malcolm away. He just doesn't shut Malcolm off. Every time Malcolm comes back, he takes it and then he tries to come at it at a different approach. He doesn't throw away what Malcolm says. He just tries a different tactic.
The way I've always explained this piece is that Malcolm and Martin in this piece, they are two sides of the same coin. They want freedom for people, for all people, if they can achieve it. They just have very different ways about going about their mission. They want love and peace and prosperity to reign supreme, but they both feel that there are different ways to attain it. So this is watching them in what would What would be an amazing thing if it had happened, like I said, this is fictitious, but this is watching two men that have been respected and revered throughout time actually share their ideals between each other. And you almost feel like it would be directly from their mouths. These are the things that they would naturally say if they were caught in the same room together.
Others in the cast?
It is a three-person piece.
It's you, man.
It is the three of us.
Wow.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I should mention, yes, we're doing this at Davenport, but we're also doing this with special permissions from the Michigan Humanities Council. They've been very assistive in helping to make sure that we can put this thing on, and also with special permissions from the Dramatist Service Incorporated.
Tell me more about Ebony Road Players.
Well, Ebony Road Players is a 501c3 arts organization right here in Grand Rapids under the direction of Miss Edie Evans Hyde. You say Ebony 15 times a day, you get stuck. But yes, affectionately known as West Michigan's Black Theater Company, we were founded with the purpose of producing black theme plays and works of black playwrights, with the understanding that the organization's main purpose is to create a theater culture in West Michigan that includes black historic and contemporary theater art.
What do you want your audience to take away from the meeting?
What I would like them to take away is to really have an open mind and understanding of, you know, everybody's opinions, especially when they're looking for a sort of to have good moral progress within our society. You know, obviously this country has had centuries of issues, you know, with race, color, class, gender, and, you know, everyone has a different way and a different, you know, peace of mind of, you know, saying what they want in order to achieve that progress. But I would want them to walk away from it feeling a sense of unity with people that they maybe might not agree with, but, you know, for people who want the same thing as them.
For me, in a perfect world, I think this show is suited for high school, because I think kids, teenagers especially, need to see that the civil rights movement wasn't just everyone holding hands and pushing and getting voting rights. It was not that. It was never that. It was people of the same color arguing and trying to figure out what is the best tactic for getting what we need. And especially in Black History Month of February, and I just think kids need to understand you can have different opinions but still want the same thing. And just because you have different opinions doesn't mean that you two need to fight, doesn't mean that you two need to argue. It means that you need to sit down and figure out together how to achieve your main goal.
And what would I like people to get from this production? Well, I want them to get into the idea that Ebony Road Players really does amazing work. A lot of the pieces that have been put out by ERP, they've been smaller, more intimate pieces. They've been, you know, very off the cuff, you know, stuff that a lot of people may not know. But each piece that has been produced through Ebony Road Players is very directed towards a specific understanding, and not just a black understanding, but a cultural worldwide understanding. Every story that we tell through Ebony Road Players is meant to connect to the human soul. So no matter who's telling the story, as long as the messages are getting pushed out and people are gaining something from us, you know, talking about Martin Luther King and Malcolm X or whomever we speak on, we're glad to do that. We're glad to be of service.
Noah, Devin, and you, Darius, break a leg, have fun. The meeting details one more time.
The meeting will be taking place Monday, February 12th, one night only at Davenport University. That's at the Center Letinga Auditorium, located at 6191 Craft Avenue Southeast, Grand Rapids, 49512. Doors will open at 1:30, shows at 2, and for more information, visit ebonyroad.org.